Oh, where am I? Oh, there I am. Oh boy. I'm gonna use that.
I'm so ashamed. So I just need to draw.
It's superb.
It is.
That's what you should have been doing all summer.
What?
Phineas and Ferb.
That theme song means it is once again time for the Geek Wolfpack podcast.
And the giggles.
This is episode number
42.
Dance to the life, universe,
everything. And everything.
Yes. Hold on. Let me turn off input monitoring.
We have the mice too.
Oh, yeah.
We have the 42 mice.
We do.
For
okay.
Birthday.
That changes where I have to sit in my microphone. episode 42. This is where I am getting in trouble. I am, as always, your Papa Wolf, Nick Kelly.
Ducky Mo, Ducky Mo, Mo. Ducky Mo, Ducky Mo, Mo. Ducky Mo, Ducky Mo, Mo. He's your very best friend.
And this is just going to tell you where this episode is going to go tonight.
That's why we've been laughing.
He's only played it 6 times before now.
And with me is Mama Wolf.
Stacia Kelly.
I'm not sure you'd believe me even if I told you. But bad shit's happening. Bad people are going to take down the city. People are going to get hurt. And this has to stop. You want to feel safe. I have an idea. Why don't you put on a cape and go run around New York?
And also with us is Thermal Wolf.
Brandon Kelly.
They called our generation the missing millions. Missing not because we went anywhere. There's nowhere left to go. Nowhere. Except the Oasis.
Yeah.
Does the kitten get her own, you know?
Ducky Mo, Ducky.
Yes.
She's...
And with us is ADHD kitten Brie.
Looks like I got here just in time.
There you go.
So what is she going to knock over tonight?
Hey, if someone tells you to hold your horses, they're telling you to be stable.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It's almost the end of summer.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, we had that conversation, too. Hey, guys. How are you?
Apparently, you two have had too much together time today.
He's your very best friend. Quack, quack, quack. I texted him that for no reason while I was at a baseball game the other night, watching Steven Strasburg from the Nationals. Thank you very much. Oh, where's my bell? Did you see this?
Yes.
Do you know what this is?
They're your fire dice.
These are my fireball dice. It's 36d6. Sound like that. That's for ADHD D&D. That'll be later. Hey, before we even get to that, speaking of ADHD D&D, it's a present from your son for you.
Oh, look at that. I got my cleric.
Yep. We gave her miniatures of her cleric because we were at Island Gaming.
That means I get to open it.
Chantilly.
It means that they bought something and they had to buy me a present too, apparently.
We didn't spend that much money. We got at a GameStop for $12.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can paint her.
Yes.
That's the point.
Or not. Maybe she's the Silver Surfer cleric.
How the heck do you paint something that size?
With one brush. One very small brush.
With one eye.
With one.
With a pin.
Sleep with one eye open.
I'm opening it. Sorry, guys.
Yep. So, only thing I have in nerd news, obviously.
Oh, this guy's got pork.
The Defenders is happening this week, so I am super stoked. I've been watching everything religiously. Pretty bad. Apparently, they snuck off out one day to just the four of them in costume, and Charlie Cox took them to the sushi place, and then they were leaving and this kid was coming in and they were walking out one by one. He was like, no way. So yeah, so we got you those, and you got a Groot.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know, I got a rocket and a Groot.
Yes. Groot? Which we finally watched, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, that was hysterical.
I saw it before you guys.
Hey. Hey, man.
Zip it.
My life, my love, and my lady is the sea.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Yes. So my band has been telling me, oh, man, you guys got to watch it, guys. Got to watch it, guys. Got to watch it. Because Brandy is always our sound check song.
Oh.
And it's like used 10 times in the movie. Spoilers.
Not really.
Right.
It's the soundtrack.
We've been watching that. We've been watching Killjoys, which is on fire.
Love Killjoys.
Yes. So congratulations on Orphan Black on completing its series run. But now we have... instead of Tatiana Maslany, we've got Hannah John Kamen playing multiple characters on Killjoys. So if you're in the mood, if you Clone Club folks are missing out on Orphan Black already, you can go watch Killjoys on Sci-Fi.
Does she play Ducky Momo?
She does not play Ducky Momo. Though there's a fancy, there's a Fancy and a Pri on the show, so there might be a Ducky at some point. Yes, and the Jacoby boys.
Jacoby boys are cute.
Yes, so we've been watching Killjoys, we've been watching Guardians of the, we watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And you and I went somewhere last weekend.
Yes, we did.
What was that?
Super Smash Con.
SuperSmashCon.com. And what is Super Smash Con?
The Nintendo game Super Smash Bros. It's a convention all based around that.
It is insane. Yes. When they actually get up there and start playing.
Yeah. It's also apparently, you know, Overwatch Diva Con.
A lot of Overwatch cosplay. Yes.
But not like just Diva.
Yeah, well,
nothing else.
That's she's the most common, I think, out of all of them.
I guess.
We did I did get a picture of the two girls who were the ice climbers.
Yes.
That was outstanding. After we played Ice Climbers, the video game was awesome.
No,
it wasn't awesome. No, it wasn't. The controls are hard.
Yeah.
They're old.
It's an arcade machine.
And we played King of the Hat.
Yes, King of the Hat.
Which is an indie game.
Yeah.
And
the hats contain your life source.
Yes, the hats are your soul. And the other person's supposed
to eat your soul?
Stomp on your hat. No, but if you can throw your hat. So effectively, you can throw your soul at people.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Because it knocks their hat off.
Yes. And
you
played
have to jump on their hat.
I played a pirate.
It destroys it.
Right? Yes. And you played a evil birthday kid.
Yeah,
a
dark birthday.
Dark birthday.
Yeah.
But the one we didn't play that they were telling us about was which one?
The washing machine.
The washing machine. And its hat is a laundry basket.
I'm already lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, first to five hat destroys wins.
Yeah, that was funny. And then there were just a bunch of other Super Smash sort of spin-off. A lot of fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thanks to those folks for having us. We had a good time up there.
That little corner of indie games was cool.
Yeah. And, of course, the MagFest people were there, magfest.org.
Of course.
With the retro gaming area, as they are at all of our local cons. But also last weekend, you did something as well.
We did.
Yes, we did. But I'm trying to give you the floor.
Oh, we went down to the NPC Jay Cutler bodybuilding show.
And we did.
Papa Wolf ran music.
There she is. There she is. Not 3 feet away from the microphone.
Sorry, I had to readjust my...
It's like me on Happy Hour from the Town.
Oh, readjust my leg.
.com.
Nice. Thank you. Almost missed the bell.
Yeah.
So helped with check-ins, then I helped run backstage, and you ran music.
Is there a website for that? We don't know.
It's KDPromotions.com, because he runs three or four shows.
Yeah, they were cool. That was an easy show.
And then this weekend, we're headed down to the Battle Royale in Virginia Beach.
You are.
I am.
Yeah. Brandon and his brand new tattoo business.
Temporary tattoo business.
Yes, no, not that a mean real tattoo. Does
that mean you're only going to do it for a little bit amount of time, or that the tattoos don't last forever?
Both.
No.
Temporary tattoo business, not a temporary tattoo business. Okay, I got it. All right, I got it. What's that up in the road ahead? What's that up in the road?
Ahead?
Yeah, see? It's all the difference in the world.
So the website's in process.
Let's eat grandma.
Let's eat grandma.
Let's not eat grandma. Grandma won't like
that. I can't imagine what we're going to be like on ADHD tonight.
Oh, hey, we're recording on a Wednesday.
Which is very odd.
Mike, guess what day it is?
Oh, God.
I got him.
Okay, you two are not allowed to go out together anymore because you come home crazy.
Yeah, so this weekend coming up, we're actually at a thing called GeraniCon at Gerani Coffee House in Manassas. It's a local artists and authors and sculptors and all kind of cool stuff going on there. While you were down in Virginia Beach,
mm-hmm.
Yep, at another bodybuilding show.
It's going to take
new haircut.
me a week to get used to this.
I know. You both have this side thing.
Yeah.
Just opposite sides.
Right. She looks like an anime heroine, and you have to straighten yours in order for you to look like an anime dude.
I did straighten mine.
Oh, well, no, you still look like the dude from Flock of Seagulls.
Protagonist, anime antagonist.
Oh, I got it. That means each of you should have a sword that outweighs you by 4,000 pounds.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like...
I have them on the wall.
That's not... No.
Those swords are
heavy. And some kind of cute creature that's some hybrid of something that failed to make it in the lab.
Yeah.
No, she's real. Oh, she's sleeping.
She's sleeping?
For the first time.
Yeah.
Since we got her.
First time in forever.
What did you do?
She's not breaking things. Huh?
What did you do? Feed her something so she'd sleep?
I wasn't here. We were bass lessons in Wegmans.
What'd you do? Feed her in general?
Yeah. What'd you do? Give her food? How dare you?
You're not supposed to do that.
So GeraniCon is coming up this weekend, and also Mine Fair.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a Minecraft
convention.
Convention.
Not a convention for mines.
Them's Let's mines. I know they're yours. No, I mean them's mines. Oh. They blow up. Yeah, so we'll be there. We're going to stop in on that on Friday. And
to
then...
get in, you don't have to pay. You have to pass a series of difficult minefields.
And if you blow up, it's oops. So it would be cool that if they were like paintball.
Yeah.
Instead of blowing up, you get covered in paint.
Yeah.
When you step on the mine, that would be fun.
Splat mines.
I bet people would pay to run that course.
Probably.
Oh, people would pay to run any course. You give it a theme. Make it an escape room thing.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Okay, new business. Somebody runs with it. We want to know.
Yep.
Pay us.
We get credit.
We get credit.
We get all the credit.
Credit. Hey, so we, on our Facebook page, we're over 100 likes, guys.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. 2.5.
I was going to say, don't do it 100 times.
Right. No, don't.
One for each like.
That would be bad.
I think 3 of those might be us.
Yeah. Are you reading anything right now? No, you're still playing.
I've been playing Borderlands 2 because I haven't actually ever gotten to level 72.
That's your goal?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm at 37 currently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I'm not reading anything right now. I'm working on his website.
Oh. I started playing the game that our straight man DM recommended to me, Secret World Legends, a very confusing MMO.
Okay.
But there's 3 different factions you join right off the bat. You can choose the Illuminati, the Templar, or the Dragons.
Well, so my people.
But I chose the Illuminati because Templars aren't cool.
I'm going to play you. There's a song called Illuminati by Bootsy Collins. Okay. The guy, the bass player from Parliament Funkadelic. Yeah. Yeah, you'll love it. You know Bootsy is?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, we're going to educate you. I've been reading Unleashed by Lauren Scribe Harris, who is recording audio for me this week.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to have my first 2 audiobooks in the Aneva series done. What else? Destiny 2.
Destiny
Cave 2. Story. Destiny 2 is exactly 3 weeks away from today.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yes. Are you going to play it?
Yep.
You should, because we pre-ordered it for you, so that's good.
I just got to get through somebody's website first.
She tried the beta.
I did do the beta.
Yeah.
She got me through the first run on the beta.
Oh, I don't have any gall drop-ins. I'm sorry. I would play you
didn't
one.
Didn't do the strike.
No, I didn't do the strike. I learned how to use the fire sword. Kind of.
Dawnblade.
Yeah. Which
kind
takes,
of.
Kind of.
Kind of.
I learned how to summon it. I'm not so good with hitting with it yet.
That's okay. You're better than T.
Oh, damn. Burn. Dig again.
Burn.
He doesn't jump when he uses it, though. You're supposed to jump.
So you look cool when you're doing it?
You have wings for a reason.
Hey, listen, he gets all animated. Hold on. Talk him off the ledge, Mom. We, on the other podcast, interviewed a dude named Evil Aura, who's a Twitch streamer.
3 Evil Aura.
And he is in the air all the time when he PvPs. So I was watching that. And that, what was the other, shield and parry stuff from Super Smash Bros. We were watching.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty crazy. In about 30 minutes, I went from, I don't get why people are cheering, to, oh my God, I can't believe she's going to pull this off. It was so fun.
Yeah.
It was interesting to watch. And a lot of good sportsmanship, because everybody, even if they, after they died, they were real good about shaking hands and kissing babies. I'm kidding. There were no babies.
Well, you never know.
What else?
Tech apps?
Tech items.
Kit.com.
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 Okay.
It allows you to create something kind of like Pinterest boards, but on products that you can link to your Amazon account, so with your affiliate codes. So if you have things that you like to recommend over and over to people.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did for the NPC show is I put an NPC board together for people to go buy their shoes, their roller bags.
You take their shoes as soon as they come in and they have to buy them back.
But no, they can click on the link on the board and then I get credit.
We call that Detroit.
I get credit for the sale.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so it's almost an affiliate thing.
It is an affiliate thing.
It is, okay.
You link your affiliate codes and there's a couple other sales sites that you can link it to, too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I figure if I keep recommending things on Amazon, I might as well earn a few cents every time I recommend them.
Amen. And we're still trying to get an affiliation with ThinkGeek, but we're just not big enough yet. So we're working on that.
We have their hats.
We do.
We have a lot of their stuff.
We do have a lot of their stuff.
That's true.
Yep. And you have a Rocket and a Groot from...
I got a new baby Rocket.
Loot Crate.
And I have more Bubblegum Philosophy.
Oh, I got one. I got mine that I told you the other day for no reason. I don't know why I thought of it.
Let's take turns. We all have one then.
Okay.
Well, no, I gave you one.
No, you We're going in turns now, apparently. I'll go first.
Okay. I'll look at you jumping to the front of the line. Okay, go ahead.
Brain surgery is just a bunch of brains trying to help another brain out.
I like it. I like it. You want to go second or do you want...
I'll go next.
Okay.
So the purpose of a lock is to turn a door into a wall.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that. Use that in a security presentation sometime.
Yeah, but you can run through a door easier.
Yes. Yeah. Easier.
Easier. You just make it up words now?
I'm trying to say
it's like operationalize.
Productize.
All the IZE words?
Oh, yes. Yeah! And then bust through the door.
Well, I have two then because I threw the one out earlier today.
Don't drink while you're done saying this.
Okay.
If you insert a certain type of people and then you take it back, is that E-racist?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I forgot about that.
That's one. And then the other one is if you crave a particular pastry dish from Europe, are you in the mood for a Danish? So there you go. Those are my two. This is now you know, hashtag stupid dad jokes. Now you know where Brandon gets it from.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
And
well,
I will admit mine came from the hustle email that I get on a daily basis.
What, do the hustle?
No, it's called the hustle. It consolidates business news.
Oh,
like
I have
four
to,
snippets, one of which I gave you about the
passwords. I saw it. I got it. Yeah, the passwords. Everybody wants, you should use passphrases instead of passwords because the whole goal is to make them complex and then you forget them. That's like hiding money in somewhere and then you don't have a map and then you lose it.
Brandon's looking at you all confused.
Where did I bury it?
Where did I bury it? It's like the story of the lady who got arrested for murder because she had killed her husband and put his body in the storage unit and then stopped paying on the storage unit. Like, I would skip a car payment maybe instead of letting them, you know, turn the wall into a door and get inside and find my dead husband. But, you know, priorities. Yeah. Yep.
Well, people obviously her husband wasn't priorities.
Apparently not. All right, so I think we're done. It's almost top of the hour.
Yeah, we got 6 minutes.
That's correct.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, this guy's got pork.
Still my favorite. So, all right, so we're going to do appearances. Jirani, Mind Fair, Escape Velocity coming up at the end of the month.
Yes.
That's another one. They did move our AI panel, so it's actually now as part of the con instead of 2 hours after the con's over. Thank you. Yes. And then
it's a little easier to get to.
Yeah.
And for people to attend.
Know, like the one that we had at 9 a.m.
on a Sunday at BlurredCon.
Before the con started.
We love BlurredCon.
My guys are not morning people.
Yes. But the con technically did not open until 10. And our panel was at 9.
We had turnout.
Yep.
I still don't know where we can go listen to that.
T's got it.
Yeah, but has he posted it?
No.
Of course.
No. And we didn't, we have to do one for Super Smash Con too. You and I have to do one.
Yes.
So, okay, so we are going to take off. Speaking of that, I'm going to do my shout out. It's going to be to our boy Nerd Gains, Colby, over on Instagram. Just a good dude. He was on that panel with us. I know we mentioned it before. Any shout outs from you guys?
T, because he completed the raid.
Ooh, which raid?
Curtis End, 390. Nice.
TMorris.com.
Thanks to the courtesy of the Twitch streamer ZG Photo.
Wearing up a bell, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to give a shout out to Carlo because I got a new haircut.
Your hairdresser. He's a gamer too.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Lost 5 pounds tonight in an hour.
That's right. All right. Cool.
Of hair.
Yeah, no, we got it. All right. So if that's that, then we're going to move it on over to ADHD D&D. And then we will see you guys when I get back from Vegas. So we may not have an episode next week because I'll be
stabbed.
Travel. I'm not going to that part of Vegas. I'm going to the nice part of Vegas with 20,000 of my closest friends and coworkers.
Nice.
Not really. that's it. So on to ADHD D&D. And until next time, geek out. Greetings, explorers and dungeoneers. This is the Geek Wolfpack Podcast segment, ADHD D&D. Today we're joined by your Geek Wolfpack, as well as the Shared Desk creators, T. Morris and Pip Ballantyne at www.thesharedesk.com. And also Megan and our fantastic straight man dungeon master, Ron. So enjoy the adventure.
So I'm just going to make a guess that these two dragon-adjacent things that we've bumped into tells us we're going in the right direction, guys.
I have to say, I agree with you.
There's a pair of magical sandals.
Oh, nice.
Can I have them? I'm only joking.
Yeah, you'll be fabulous.
I would totally take the sandals.
Yeah, but open-toed shoes on a dragon crawl, that's bad news. Safety first, everybody.
Actually,
safety first.
There's the next t-shirt.
I was only joking.
What's the next t-shirt?
What'd you say? Open-toed shoes on a dungeon crawl is a bad idea. Is that what you said?
Yeah, and then I said safety first, everybody.
I love it. That's the front and the back of the shirt right there.
When that episode drops, Nick, let me know. I'll turn that into a graphic that we can share. We'll make
100% chance that's happening. There may be an InstaQuote every episode at this point.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And they're not all suck at Trebek, but most of them could be.
There's a silver choker with an amber set in the middle that is magical.
Nice.
Pretty.
So we put aside the Hobgoblin adventures and we just sit around and wait every number of nights until we identify all this stuff.
No, we should keep...
Okay, so you spend several minutes doing all of this. You pocket the loot for now in one of your bags.
Okay.
You hear a strange rush of wind.
Oh, crap.
See, I told you not to do that.
Dot, dot, dot.
You look up and see soaring overhead five giant owls, like the one that lies dead in the clearing.
Oh, crap.
You're very unhappy with
Each
us.
Here's a writer.
Should I change into something?
Hold on.
Dark-haired elf is wearing leather armor dyed green and brown to match the colors of the marsh. The flying elves circle the area twice and then alight next to the slain owl. They study you with narrowed eyes. One of them speaks. Who are you? What are you doing in the marsh?
Me. Oh, no.
Oh, dear. That was seriously loud.
Maura, do not sell them cookies.
Why?
Sell them cookies.
I think they trust us.
Get them to trust us, then offer them mates rates, wink, wink, on the cookies. But get them to trust us first.
If there's one thing I know from all my travels, it's that giant owls love cookies.
They do.
Why do you know that?
Why didn't you offer the cookie before they attacked us?
You're king. You should know these things.
They haven't. Well, the owl was dead already. So,
oh, was it?
The owl was dead when we got here.
I roll my diplomacy check and explain that the owl was deceased upon our arrival and when we were attacked by these dragon things.
They're not. Dragons.
And we're very sorry for your loss. Have a cookie?
No more cookies, I tell you that. No more, I say.
Everybody loves cookies.
And what did we take from the owl? Who has it? And hand it back over?
Maybe? Me?
Oh, the jade thing that was wrapped around his, like...
Yes.
His leg tag.
They're condolence cookies because everybody brings food to a funeral.
I take the jade thingy that was wrapped around the owl's leg and offer it to the gentleman who spoke.
Is this yours? I don't know how Stacia rolled, but I still managed a 20 total because I rolled a 3.
What? I take my dice back now, thank you.
I rolled a 28.
So between the two of us, we maybe are not going to get ourselves arrested. Do any of us recognize this? Should we be doing like knowledge something or other checks
for these people? Knowledge local.
Let me see if I got that.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
I don't think I've got that.
Knowledge what?
Local, or you can use your lore.
Nah, I mean I've got knowledge nature, religion, geography, dungeon. That's all I got.
Whereas my lore is at the very
I can listen.
Yeah, that was a pretty good local check there, Ron, no, my friend.
You guys will recognize these as wood elves.
Oh, my father's people.
See, somebody else gets to say my people after 11 episodes or whatever. They're wood elves, but someday they'll be real elves.
Eventually.
So you introduce yourself, Luna, and the group. And you, so your short story, did you go to hand him that jade fan?
Mm-hmm. I do.
He reaches out to it. Looks very sad for a moment and pockets it. So I guess you killed these strange creatures that have been invading our land?
This is our second time we've encountered these ones, haven't we? This is the first of these. First of these, yes. We've been battling goblins, hobgoblins.
Trolls.
Hydras, Chimera.
You killed a dragon.
I killed a dragon.
Elders, rodents of unusual size.
I don't think they exist.
I tell him my full name just in case he recognizes my mother's name.
Okay. He introduces himself as Kiliar Arrowswift.
Could I recognize the
name? You don't recognize the name.
I've seen him on YouTube.
He asks if you would accompany him back to his tribe's encampment.
I will have to leave that up to my party, if our group, so long as we're coming
up. I want to come.
Invited as friends.
We've been battling
long and hard and could use a rest.
I'm in.
And they probably have local knowledge and stuff, so.
Yay.
Is it going to delay our task of defeating the Hobgoblin army? Because if so,
how far away is it?
It's on the way. They live in the ruins. It's going to be great.
They don't live in the ruins, but they do live deep in the marsh. It's a sizable amount of time by land, but it will be reasonably quick by air.
If we're making arrangements, I'm an isle guy.
Basically, they're going to leave two of the owl and owl riders here. Bless you. It'll be three. Come back, take three more. Come back and take the rest.
The wood elves just invented Uber.
Owl ride share. Wow.
It's called Hoober. Sorry,
very,
guys.
Very funny.
No, I'm sorry. Wait. Giant birds? It's not called Hoober. It's called Lyft.
Oh.
It's called Lyft.
Nice recovery.
I'm glad you told us that. I'm game if you guys are. It's fine.
Let's go for it, yeah.
It's my father's people's age.
Oh my gosh.
Ron, the kids have 7 minutes. So
yep, it takes you about an hour and a half ride there. So an hour and a half for the first group, an hour and a half for the back, and then an hour and a half. So it's late in the evening till everyone finally arrives at Starsong Hill. It is a mound of dry land surrounded by a thick grove of trees. The hill within this grove only rises 20 feet from the surface of the surrounding wetlands at its highest point. The elves live in simple hide and wooden shelters similar to wigwams. The southern third of the hill is uninhabited, but the giant owls that are allied with them nest in the tall trees there. So we'll pick up with your meeting with the elves next time. I will do XP counts quick.
I really thought we almost were going to go through an entire night with no combat, and I don't know how that would work. Not with this crew.
Not with this crew.
How long did it take you guys to get all organized on the new?
Forever.
Yeah, it took a little clunky, but we eventually got there.
Like 20 minutes.
But it's been pretty solid. I'm actually very happy with how solid it is once we got everybody there.
Yeah. It's actually comparable to Hangouts. So good on Roll 20. I guess when they found out what was going on, they prepared for it. So, you know, good on them for hanging in there.
Okay, so the XP for that encounter is 600, and there's an additional 200 for the making it peacefully out of the meeting with the elves and not just killing them. Which I wasn't entirely convinced you weren't going to do.
That's true.
So
that will make your new total 22,100.
I have 23,644 from last time.
And I hadn't updated Ashimé's from before. Which of those items did you want to identify the first night, Stacia?
The choker.
Okay, the choker is an amber amulet of giant bee.
Of giant what?
Of the giant bee.
Okay.
The wearer can use it once per day to summon a giant bee, which will serve them.
Oh, like a bumblebee or something like that.
Yes, but a 6 foot long bee.
Oh, Ashmé, would you like a nice, beautiful choker to call a giant bee
when you're in the
bee? That's so cool.
Why, thank you. It would make. Hey, if I'm embiggened and I summon a giant bee, is it like a 12-foot bee?
It's a 47-foot tall bee.
With you.
That would be cool, but not yet.
I suspect Boom actually somewhere has a spell that can enlarge animal and could do it, but...
And then we all jump on our giant bee and fly away.
As long as you get some good honey out of it.
But up, bum. All right. Have a good week, everybody, then. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Thank you guys for taking care of my character while I was out of commission.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Geek Wolfpack Podcast. The podcast, including all original music proudly composed and performed by the Wolfpack, is protected by a non-commercial, no-derivative, share-alike United States 4.0 Creative Commons license. For more information, go to creativecommons.org. You can find us email at geekwolfpackpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at geekwolfpackpod, and on Facebook, facebook.com/geekwolfpackpodcast. Until next time, geek out.